Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the 14th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching today is entitled Questions Needing Answers, and the reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before governors and kings for my sake, to bear testimony before them and the Gentiles. When they deliver you up, do not be anxious about how you are to speak or what you are to say, for that will be given to you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will deliver up brother to death, and father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But he who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. For truly I say to you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. Does this sad world that Christ revealed to his disciples only exist in time past? Or does it also refer to our world in our time? The world that now exists in our country? Do we see ourselves as sheep living in the midst of wolves, or as voters threatened with the loss of the freedoms that we have taken for granted? Who are those who will deliver us up to councils and endanger our well-loved way of life? To be quite direct, don't we need to accept the truth that Christ is speaking to us, to American voters who are being assailed in this moment by those who would destroy our democracy? Democracy. Why not call it what it truly is, the use of free will? We choose so much of what our lives are about by exercising the God-given gift of free will, a power so strong and so enduring that God will not transgress it. But if enough voters hand over an election to a self-confessed authoritarian candidate, one who fears the concept of free will among the citizens, aren't they doing what even God will not do? Giving their freedom away to one who will deny it as irrelevant because this candidate will tell them how they must live. Even in spite of the danger so very apparent both in today's scripture passage and in our country, isn't there an underlying assurance that Christ, whose name, as he says, is hated, will emerge triumphant? But for now, what does Jesus mean when he says, brother will deliver up brother to death, and the father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death? These atrocities may happen elsewhere in countries ruled by dictators who insist on blind loyalty, but they don't exist in our country. Do they? Can they? Why were we given free will? To make choices, yes, and to accept responsibility for those choices, not to expect God to make our decisions for us. To vote, yes. To vote for those who respect our freedom and against those who fear it. Do we recognize this enormous power that God gives us in our free will, that our Constitution gives us in our democracy? Christ ends his frightening message, as he so often does, by bringing up hope. He assures us that those who endure to the end will be saved. The end? Isn't Christ with us now? Don't we speak to him? Don't we tell him what our free will inspires us to say, to do? Not to be anxious, Christ says, for if our prayers are spiritually muscular, it is not we who speak, but the Spirit of our Father speaking through us. Does the Spirit speak for democracy? I think so. I believe the Spirit speaks in the true and God-given language of free will. In November, what will we hear the Spirit say?